wholesale beef values continued to tumble on Friday. Through February, U.S. beef and pork exports were off to a record pace. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 6th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained largely undeveloped through Friday afternoon. According to the Agricultural Marketing Service, there was a light test in all regions for the week at mostly $112 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $6 to $8 less than the previous week. There is also a light test of dress sales at $175 to $180, which was $10 to $15 less than the prior week. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says that despite the wide swings in cash fed cattle prices due to uncertainty surrounding COVID-19, technically speaking, the market is still acting as efficiently as it can, but there are cattle producers being caught in the whiplash. Live cattle futures closed mixed on Friday amid volatile trading with fairly active trade and the previous session's increased open interest. They closed an average of $2.34 lower in the front three contracts, from 30 cents lower to $4.50 lower in spot April, but then an average of $1.04 higher across a range of 55 cents to $1.70 higher, except for unchanged in the back contract. Week to week, live cattle futures closed an average of $6.47 lower, from $4 lower at the back to $12.62 lower in spot April. A lot more market volatility is likely to come as the effects of COVID-19 ripple through the economy, says David Anderson, extension livestock economist at Texas A&M University, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. While we come to grips with all the demand implications, Anderson says it's worth keeping in mind that all of this is occurring at a time of cyclically peak beef supplies. Wholesale beef values continued to sink lower last week as it appeared the initial onslaught of increased retail demand was coming to an end. Choice box beef cutout value was $22.40 lower week to week on Friday at $230.44 a hundredweight. Select was $26.54 lower at $215.84. According to Griffith, box beef prices are still extremely strong, but they're likely to decline further, and the extent of the price decline will likely depend on how long the current situation persists. Things are likely to get worse before they get better, he says. The bottomless feel of cattle futures prices last week cast a pall over cash calf and feeder cattle prices amid continued COVID-19 uncertainty. Feeder steers sold $5 to $17 a hundredweight lower in the North Central and South Central areas, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Feeder heifers in the same regions traded $7 to $15 lower. Calves in the Southeast sold from steady to $5 higher early in the week, and then steady to $5 lower later in the week. Prices are tracking $10 to $20 lower than a year ago, say AMS analysts, adding that demand was reported as moderate to good at auctions, with buyers wanting to procure cattle, but at lower price levels. Except for 75 cents higher in the back contract, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.07 lower on Friday, across a range of 90 cents lower to 355 lower. Week to week, they were an average of $11.36 lower, across a range of $7.45 lower in the back contract to $12.82 lower toward the front. Maybe even worse than the fact that cash prices are struggling is the extreme volatility in the futures market, Griffith says. He explains in the past 6 weeks, the April feeder cattle futures contract traded from $142 down to $108, then back over $130 before going back under $110. The AMS reporter on hand for this week's sale at Green City Livestock Auction in Missouri aptly summed up the current market situation, saying that volatile doesn't seem a strong enough word to describe the situation, as daily limit up and limit down moves at the CME are almost expected. Those big moves take all the confidence out of the cash market and make it difficult for producers to decide when to turn loose, as well as for buyers to figure out what one is worth. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday, despite further gains in energy markets. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed $1.62 to $3.02 higher through the front six contracts. So, that was $3.10 to $8.03 higher over the last two sessions. Although expected, the bearish monthly employment report weighed on markets. Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 month-to-month in March, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls increased by 11 cents to $28.62. Over the past 12 months, average hourly earnings increased 3.1%. So, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 360 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 38 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 114 points. Despite global challenges stemming from COVID-19, U.S. beef exports in February were 18% more year-over-year in volume at 112,021 metric tons and 17% more in value at $681 million, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports are on a record pace through the first 2 months of 2020, up 10% in volume and up 11% in value at $1.35 billion. Beef export value per head of fed slaughter was $343.03 in February, up 11% from a year earlier and the highest since December of 2018. The January through February average was 7% higher at $321.86. Export results confirmed that global demand for high-quality protein remains strong and resilient, according to Dan Hallstrom, USMEF President and CEO. He explains that by February, COVID-19 had emerged as a major health concern in several key Asian markets and was certainly impacting consumer and business activity, so it's great to see U.S. beef and pork exports achieve such strong growth. Although these are uncertain economic times and the road ahead remains very challenging, Hallstrom says that the monthly export performance is a great testament to our international customer base. In the face of unprecedented obstacles, he explains importers, retailers, and restaurateurs are finding creative ways to meet consumer needs. Further, with record U.S. production, he says the U.S. is well positioned as a supplier with excellent opportunities for red meat exports to continue to build momentum. U.S. pork exports are also off to a record pace this year. They were 46% higher in volume for February at 273,056 metric tons, the third largest on record for the month. U.S. pork export value was 59% more than a year earlier at $726.6 million. For the first 2 months of the year, pork exports exceeded last year's pace by 41% in volume and 54% in value at $1.47 billion. Back to beef and some of the export highlights. Mainstay Asian markets, Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan, fueled beef export growth in February, but shipments also increased to key destinations in the Western Hemisphere, Africa, and the Middle East. February beef exports to leading market Japan increased 24% in volume from a year earlier and climbed 20% in value to $171.4 million. Demand for U.S. beef also continued to build momentum in Korea, where February exports were 33% more than last year in volume and 32% more in value at $167.7 million. U.S. beef exports in February to Mexico were 5% more than last year for volume and 10% more for value at $217 million. By the way, Mexico is the largest volume market for U.S. beef variety meat, and January-February variety meat exports climbed 16% from a year ago in volume and 16% in value at $49.3 million. Incidentally, February U.S. beef exports to China were 12% more for volume year-over-year and 4% more for value at $10.4 million. USMEF expects momentum to build for U.S. beef in China, the world's largest import market, due to expanded market access. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 6th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.